Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Say what you think of Sam and Greg. See, here we go already. Bussin', 9 o'clock in the morning. I ain't even had my second cup of coffee. What do you think of?
This is the family reunion song, man. When you at your family reunion and they put that on and, like, everybody would dance. Even your auntie who's, like, on the mother's board of church now with that white dress or something, she going to show you.
See, you're having a little flashback, aren't you?
She gonna show you who she was before she was on the motherboard when you put that song on. Yeah, it does that. It's the time here for family reunions, and we hope if there are any family reunions in town, welcome to Atlanta. We're glad to have y'all here in our fair city. Since we're open for business and you're here with your family, hope y'all having a safe time, having a good time in our cities. We tried to pave some of the streets during the pandemic, so hopefully your ride around town is a little bit smoother than it would have been normally. We can't do anything about the traffic on the freeway, though. We're sorry we got that going on. That's just Atlanta these days. We keep putting up people wearing T-shirts saying "We Fool" and "Don't Stop." People still coming. So we do have that issue, but we're glad you're here. We hope that you do play Marvin Gaye, "Got to Give It Up," at your family reunion. So if you got an aunt that's on the mother's board at church, you're going to see her turn her wig backwards.
Hey, you talking about me going down the rabbit hole. Go ahead, man. You talking
it
about
happens.
Me going down.
It,
you
it
brought
happens,
you a bag
it
lunch
happens.
And went down the rabbit hole.
It happens, man.
No, you're absolutely right, and
that
I'm jealous.
Song does it.
For me, it's like I said, it's from the movie Barbershop, but, you know, maybe because there's no way on God's green earth that I'm going to ever have a family reunion, especially after having to move with my father and having to deal with finances and how that will be dispersed once he's gone. And, boy, it's been and there are families who know what I'm talking about. And you ain't even got to have money. This ain't about the money. It's just families. The phrase comes to mind. Why is it?
It can be the silverware. It can be the good china.
It's listen, in my family, it's actually, I am kidding you not, Sam, when I tell you it's the everyday china. It's the everyday silverware. For whatever reason, my brother wants that. Now, he ain't getting the argument from me, but there's some other stuff that he wants. And then they talk about, well, I need you to ship that to me. And by the way, it's minus that other sentence that goes, I'll pay you when I get it. It's just, you need to ship that to me. That thing. I got that going on. I got relatives showing up at this man's house and he's in his mid-90s and he said he don't want no visitors during COVID and I got the caregivers, those only people I want in the house. I got relatives showing up. No, there ain't no family. There's no Clarkson family reunion going on. Ain't no. None of that happening.
Sounds like an interesting book though if you wanted to write it.
No, really, because it's told differently than probably thousands, if not millions of others. There are people out there listening right now who got their own family drama that goes on, and mine is told just differently. Because there are people who will tell you stories and infighting that's going on and all that craziness. But yeah, I wish there was a family reunion. That'd be cool. Listen, I got to back up a little bit here as we do the intro and we come back in this 9 o'clock hour. Coming up, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas, who will be just giving his thoughts on what we may or may not see tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. We're going to talk
also about this U.S. national team.
Yeah.
And who is and who isn't on that disaster. I can't wait to get his thoughts on that, man.
So, just like I said, moving into the 9 o'clock hour, I asked you at the end of the last break, because there is a need for bike couriers on the casting call. You'll see it when you get there. Cotret Associates looking for couriers, but not so much you being that type of bike rider when you were coming up, but it just got me thinking, do you remember, and I don't mean your tricycles and your big wheels.
Yeah.
What was that first bike that you got that you knew you were cool, that you just, man, everything, you, it was freedom to you to get on that bike and go wherever? What was it?
I don't remember that exactly. What the name of it was on? That was the one that came with the training wheels. You learn to ride it and take.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that one. Like that,
but, well, that's the first bike. You know, I'm talking about. Yeah, you take the training wheels up. I'm not talking about the big wheel, the three wheeler.
Right. I'm not talking about that either.
You learn to ride. But the first one that I really knew was happening was a Western Flyer from the wonderful folks at Western Auto, and it was too big for me. I had to grow into the bike. My daddy wasn't gonna go buy me another one. He said, "We're gonna get him a big one. He's gonna grow into it instead of getting one that I would outgrow and he have to go buy another one." He was thinking.
Okay. I got to a certain level. My father worked at one of the jobs he had was at one of those catalog houses called Alden's in Chicago, like Spiegel and Montgomery Ward.
Why were all catalogs in Chicago? Why was Spiegel and Sears?
Montgomery Ward, Marshall Field. I don't know. Marshall Field. Big city.
All the catalog stuff was out of Chicago. I got a cousin, by the way, that used to be a model for Sears catalog way back in the day. She was one of the first folk to look like us to be in that thing, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But why were those all in Chicago?
I don't know. I really don't know. And those books didn't come to my house because he worked at Alden's, it was called. And okay. So anyway, from that magazine, I got, I think I had a good report card and I had a birthday coming up and I was probably 9 or 10, probably 10. And I got my first bike. Because the other ones I used to build. I used to go down, and I had a friend at the end of the street who used to build bicycles. And he'd go get a frame, and basically you're putting two wheels on it. But I got a 5-speed Huffy bicycle.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was purple. And when I tell you banana seat was included, banana seat was included.
Banana seat, yeah, that banana.
And I thought I was, I was AJ Foyt or whoever was the top racer then. It was a freedom. Kids rarely have a feeling of freedom as you're growing up and you think about it. But when you get your first, real bicycle and you get to just like go a little farther off the block. And again, my situation was different than yours. I'm in the city. Okay, and it was just something I will never forget. So anyway, we go full circle here, and we talk about there's a need for those of you who love riding, and you got bicycles. There's a number of needs for couriers this week on one of the casting calls. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit and get ready for what's going to happen next for this Braves team, they have decided that they are not going to just pack it in this year. Despite Ozuna going sideways and losing Ronald for the year, they have made some moves that let the Mets know we're coming for you. Yeah, we lost arguably the best player in baseball, but we're still coming for you. Yeah, we're a little dinged up, but we're coming for you. So don't relax. We in your back. And that was a statement with Jock Peterson, and I think last night got herself another catcher out of the Diamondbacks. So you gotta like that stance, man. As we getting into the second half of the season,
because you know what, eventually I still say the Mets will be the Mets. You know, and to me, because everybody else in this division has been two steps forward and two steps back. If the Mets were really all that, they'd be up by 10 games now, but they're not. They're not.
Yeah.
You know, and so Braves 4 games back, they're still in it. They have the shot. You're assembling, you're going to have a Jock Peterson going to come in. He's going to take over in right field. You're going to get some more run production, hopefully some timely hittings and some timely hitting. You're going to have a veteran backstop who's going to help maybe work for some of these young pitchers coming out of the bullpen and help to get the best out of them, kind of in the manner that Tyler Flowers had done the past two seasons working with them, and get some pitchers healthy too as well. So those are some things that are happening, but there's still another move out there for this team. Do you go and get some more help for your bullpen? You know, you got Tucker Toussaint, who's healthy now, rejoining the team. And do you put him for starting rotation, which I think he's going to start on Tuesday against the Padres. But he's also one of those guys that can come in and eat up a lot of innings as well. And he can come in your bullpen if somebody starts off rough. He can come in and hold the other team where they are. Do you need somebody who can do that consistently? That's going to help as well. And you don't have situations like you had last night where you go out and you're getting 10 hits and you score 6 runs, but you still lose the game because the back end of your bullpen couldn't hang on to it.
Yeah, two-time All-Star, Stephen, is it Volt? That's the way you pronounce it?
Yeah, Volt.
36 years old, coming over. And, again, you get solidifying that, or helping solidify that catcher position. And, again, veteran being the key word there, a guy who has seen pretty much everything. So stepping into a situation where even though he's not familiar with the pitching staff, knows how to acclimate himself, and you feel confident that he's going to be able, in a short period of time, to feel comfortable calling your games once he gets in there with any kind of regularity. So, yeah, and I skipped over mentioning the Phillies are ahead of the Braves, too, but I ain't really counting them. You know, the Mets are sitting there at the top. Phillies are three games back. Braves are four games back. And the statement
Nationals,
was made.
You keep an eye on the Nationals. You know, to me, they're still a team you want to keep an eye out for. And I think them and the Braves, we get down into the month of September, if things go the way we hope they will go and the way we feel like they will go, this team pull it together with who's here and put together a string of wins. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, you stumble out of the gate coming back from the All-Star break. You want to see them get that win, and things look good. You had Freddie Freeman, you know, doing some things last night. You just wanted to finish it and get that win. Let's see if they can do it this afternoon, this evening, with Max Fried on the mound. And let's find a way to take two out of three from these guys, because the Padres are next, and them dudes are pounding it right now.
Hopefully Max won't have to drive in the winning run. You gotta hope that.
Yeah, really. You know, it's nice to know that it can.
Yeah.
But let somebody else take care of that so we can just focus on the pitching.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, Ty Cobb died on this day. Somebody comes here and they ask about, we're talking baseball, and they bring up his name. How do you describe Ty Cobb, baseball player, to everybody? And I'm not really asking you to do it right now, but I'm saying, do you mention the now known other side of him? And actually, the other side was pretty blatant even when he was playing.
Well, yeah.
But is he one of the top five players of all time that this league has produced?
He would be there record-wise. And, you know, say what you will about the other stuff, he was a tenacious competitor. Just the way he played the game, you know, from everything I've read and what people have said about, you know, the way he would slide in and he would rip you
to rip you.
But, I mean, he's trying to beat you. You know, he's trying to beat you. That's how hard he would compete against you. So, I mean, he's one of the greats. I don't know if I put him in the top 10 compared to everything we've seen since him, but he's one of the guys. You know, he put the standard up there. He was a standard bearer. You know, he put the bar up there really high, and everybody who's come along has had to chase what he competes. And he's a Georgia native. He's one of our home folks.
But let me ask you this. When we talk about those players who did that and played that way, do they get a special dispensation because of the time it was in America? Yeah. Because a lot of times, and not because nobody told them they shouldn't play this way, but a lot of times them dudes were fighting and playing for food. It was about eating. And I think a lot of people now don't realize that it was as important to eat something as it was to make money, or one lent itself to the other, obviously. But, you know, you talk about people who came through the Depression, but before that, it wasn't a whole lot better. I mean, some folks were doing pretty good during the Roaring Twenties. Babe Ruth, we know he didn't have a problem finding a meal. But just that mentality.
That mentality has been existing in the past in all sports. Where guys, you know, you talk about NFL players from the 60s are saying, I ain't shaking hands with no dude after no game, or sit around and have a big circle and say a prayer after a game. We see that after every game now in the National Football League, guys exchanging jerseys. You would not see that then, because there's a sense of, okay, we're out here doing things, we're playing this game, but everybody's out here trying to make their livelihood. That mentality was different, was that, okay, if I can come out here and find a way to dominate you, my chicken wing is going to be bigger than your chicken wing. You know, I'm going to get a bigger steak than you're going to get. And that was their mentality, you know. And so, yeah, you're right. You're talking about everybody's out there trying to eat, but this guy's going to make sure he got the most.
Yeah, again, and it's funny, all of that, and that's across the board from not just sports and what they played for. Again, we've talked about this, and I'm going to jump you down that rabbit hole, but I'm not going to do it because we got to talk NBA next. We got to talk to a friend of the show. It's Terrell Thomas. Get ready for the NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also the Odyssey app.
You got what I need. you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Also, the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. And on the turntables this morning, Ken Roundtree providing us with a nice soundtrack. Ken's a, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he can take an extra petty 20 out of petty cash for himself. Lunch is on us.
Yeah.
Done a wonderful.
Now you know why, he's playing this.
Go ahead.
Biz Markie. Biz Markie, and we lost him yesterday. Age of 57, one of the OGs of rap.
Mm-hmm.
And passed away, and this is a song that we all remember. And our guest who's joining us now posted a nice picture of he and Biz Markie together. Checking out a basketball game. Terrell Thomas joins us now on the waitforit.com hotline. Where'd you take that picture
good
with him,
job,
Terrell?
Man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. We were in Philadelphia. We were in Philadelphia. And it was a Hawks versus Sixer matchup, and I had the opportunity to meet him. It was very humbling because he had told me he knew who I was and was aware that I covered sports in Atlanta. It was like, hey, what you doing in Philly? So that was a dope experience. I don't think I'll ever forget. So definitely rest in peace to him, and my prayers are to his family this morning.
Are you still surprised, and how does that make you feel when people who you don't expect acknowledge you and know of your work?
Oh, man, that's still the most humbling thing I think in the world. I am. I'm still very surprised, very humble. I mean, shoot, I still remember the first chance when I had the opportunity to speak with you gentlemen and being a fan, I'll say, for some time before becoming a peer, and, you know, just knowing that you guys knew about my work. So it's always a humbling thing, always very humbling.
Sam, before you jump in, let me ask him this. All right, biggest name that's come up and said that to you? You still, beside us, and we appreciate the compliment and thank you very much. I'm about Biz Markie, but who's that name that when you just kind of, you know, pops up on the screen or you think about it, you go, man, I stand there talking to him or her.
It would probably be Steph Curry. I would say it would be Steph Curry. Definitely Steph Curry for me. He was aware of some of my work and more on the entertainment side. So that was very, very, very dope. And once again, like I said, a humbling experience.
Hey, we hung up on him. Did you know that story, Terrell?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. I'm going out to Lake Tahoe covering the American Century Championships. I'm out there for a couple years. The first year, I mean, I had one Hall of Famer after another out there, and Steph was one of them. He spoke with Dukes and Bell for like 5 minutes. I had him on the phone with him. So the next year I go out, and I'm doing the same thing, and God bless him, Craig, he's no longer with the station, but he was working the board for Dukes and Bell. I get Steph again and say, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, man, no, ready. You ready to come on to Atlanta and give us a few minutes? And Craig, our former producer here, I call him. I tell him I got Steph Curry. I hand the phone to Steph, and when he goes to transfer him, he hung up on him.
Oh, man.
And Steph gave me the phone back and just kept walking. And they killed him until he left. We hung up on Steph Curry. We couldn't be prouder. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Good old CCV.
He's yeah. As we look at and get ready for Game 5, man, listen, capsulize this series so far for you.
I guess you can really say it's been the game of home court advantage. Whatever team seems to be home, we've seen their stars and their role players come to shine. You know, after two games, people were kind of trying to wrap up the series and saying, you know, the Suns will sweep or something to that extent. And then it seems like in game three, Giannis really started to find his groove again. And he had, some help from Chris Middleton up there in Milwaukee as well. So I think it's just been so far it's been a tale of whoever's been home has had a chance to win. And I think game five tonight will be very, very, very telling if that continues.
You mentioned a name, Chris Middleton, because this dude's with MIA in the first two games. And I would say, you know, if you want to discover him, you need to put Hawks uniforms on the Suns. Then he'd show up. What does he mean to get him going? How does he bottle that up and take that on the road? Because they're going to have that. We know Giannis is Giannis. He's going to do his. How do they bottle that up and take some of that with him and to get a win on the road?
You know, it is funny that you mentioned his name. I think he's one of the greatest mysteries throughout this NBA postseason because he is a guy, an NBA all-star who has, in my personal opinion, I think he can score with the best of them in the NBA, and we've seen that showcased throughout a couple games. Then on his worst nights, you know, he looks like a player that you know, maybe just be fresh out of college or something like that. It's so confusing with how inconsistent he is. So it will be key to see if he can make some adjustments on the road, because he hasn't really had a good road game outside of that game in Atlanta. His play, as you mentioned, the Hawks, where he had 20 points in the fourth quarter. He's kind of been missing on the road. So if the Bucks, you know, want to take it, if the Bucks want a season opportunity, to possibly go up 3-2, Chris Middleton is going to have to show up on the road this evening.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tell me if this is fair or not. Bucks won those last two games despite what everybody has said about the lack of adjustments made by their coach, Coach Bud.
I do think Coach Bud is still slightly just getting a bad rap because of his history. To me, it seems like he has been making adjustments throughout the postseason. But even in the midst of making those adjustments, his players still need to step up. You know, you could tell he's been making adjustments to kind of run plays through Middleton or trying to be aggressive and give Drew Holiday the green light to make plays. But if those guys are struggling shooting and he has to turn to Giannis, it does, you know, it does appear as if, oh, Coach Bud isn't making any adjustments. And that was something I think in the Hawks series. Coach McMillan did an extraordinary job of game planning against the Bucks, and Coach Bud had to make adjustments for them to advance. And I think even being down 0-2 as they were returning home to Milwaukee, it's not a guarantee just because you go home that you're going to win. I think, you know, a lot of fans were expecting, oh, the Bucks are going to win at home, which they did. But I don't think that was a guarantee. I think they had to make some adjustments because Chris Paul was looking good in game one. Devin Booker was looking good in game two. So they knew if one of those two players got going in game three or game four, it could be an issue. And once again, we saw Booker go crazy in game four. So I think Bud has made adjustments. I think we may not be able to see them in detail fully.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. You mentioned Chris Paul. We headed back to Phoenix. He had a woeful game last time out and a lot of turnovers in general for that team. Can he clean this up? What were we looking at with that? Because a lot of people say, man, what was he, you know, he's throwing the ball places where there was nobody. I mean, how does a guy who's played all this time, destined to be a Hall of Famer, knows this is his chance to grab the ring, have a game like that at a time like this?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the greatest mysteries of Chris Paul. It seems, despite all of his greatness, in key games or pivotal games, he doesn't have the best resume. Now, I have heard that he has a injury on his finger, so that could play slightly to the turnovers. Maybe the ball handling isn't as superior as it's been in the past because of this injury. But, I don't know. I don't know if it's the defense. I've wondered that as well, because even though Middleton hasn't been as consistent offensively, on the defensive side of the ball, it seems like he's been able to pretty much make some adjustments on Chris Paul as well as Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, once he stopped letting Chris Paul go to his right, it seemed like things have kind of, you know, changed in that manner for Chris Paul. So I think Chris Paul needs to make some adjustments, whether he's injured or not, because you're two wins away from an NBA championship. So I think at this point, if you're out on the court, you know, nothing, you know, there should be no issue. There should be no excuses. There should be no excuses point blank for Chris Paul. So I think injury or not, he's going to need to get it together. And I think Coach Monty Williams will get that pretty much across to Chris tonight. And I think we see a good game from Chris Paul tonight. I don't know if that means a win, but I do think we'll see a good game from Chris Paul.
That is Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I have been shaking our head and sounding like Scooby-Doo when wondering what's going on with Team USA. And are they biting? Are they now reaping the not rewards, but actually whatever else you want, word you want to slip in there, because they focused on offense and not as much on defense. Now, listen, the ship might be right, but moving forward as we get into these, I guess we want, you know, dream team wins all the time with these guys. But as they approach the upcoming Olympics, how confident are you feeling about them grabbing the gold?
It is a great mystery, as you mentioned. I'm still, it's kind of one of those things with Team USA. I'm going to believe it until someone beats them. I'm going to kind of look at them as being the dominant superior team when it comes to international basketball. However, I'd be ignorant not to note that these, you know, a lot of other countries have caught up to the United States as far as talent is concerned. We look at, you know, MVP the last few years being Giannis, and the MVP in this year being Joker, defensive player being Rudy Gobert. We hear all the hoopla about Luka Doncic. So the international game has grown tremendously as a result of, you know, Team USA basketball and the Dream Team and things of that nature. Fast forward to present day, outside of Kevin Durant, you know, there are a lot of new individuals on Team USA, so they don't really have the experience with international ball. We've seen COVID already kind of, you know, hit the locker room with Bradley Beal having to leave, as well as Jeremy Grant and them being replaced. So I'm going to go with Team USA for sure. I think we do need to keep our eye on Australia, a team that will be very tough, I think, in this upcoming Olympics. But I'm still going to put my faith, though, in Coach Pop and the guys to bring home the gold.
Man, Australia tough for the men and for the women too.
Yes, indeed.
Olympic Games. I'm not so confident in a gold medal, and I've seen some teams that were less than great. If it happens, people are going to put this on Kevin Durant. Fair or not, he is the guy who's there, who has the experience, and he can't do it all by himself, obviously. But they're going to say this is his Olympic team. Is that fair?
Yes, indeed. I do think that's fair. I think that's very fair. As you mentioned, he's the most coveted athlete on this Olympic team. He, you know, as far as MVPs and championships are concerned, he does have the most experience on Team USA outside of Carmelo Anthony, who's not playing this year. So I think it's very fair. And Kevin Durant's a guy who welcomes and wants that type of attention and wants that type of pressure. So I think he's aware of it. I think that's one of the reasons he was one of the first NBA players to put his name in the hat and let it be known that regardless of where they fell, if they were competing for a championship in the finals or not, that he was going to participate in this year's Olympics. So, yes, I do think that's very fair. And I do think despite injuries, despite COVID, if Kevin Durant is on the court, as you mentioned, it is going to fall on him, fair or foul. But that's the pressure of being the NBA superstar. So he's got to deal with that.
You know, I tell you, Terrell, I look at this differently. I look at this like it doesn't really matter. When we're talking about Olympic basketball, it doesn't really matter. It's like international hockey. At the end of the day, if America beats whoever for the gold, we know that the best hockey on the planet is played in either Canada or Russia. And the rest of the world knows if this, you know, the pandemic wasn't going on or guys weren't getting of age, if we had to win a gold medal, we could put a team together that nobody would beat. So I think that knowing that we are still at the mountaintop is enough. And we don't have to go back to the Dream Team or some of the teams that have won. I know there was a hiccup in 04. Sam was covering that one. But still, the world knows where basketball came from. And right now, as this Olympics is put together with duct tape, and people are jumping out and all this sort of stuff, I just like, just get over there, get healthy, and come back home. We don't got to prove nothing during this one.
I'm not mad at that at all. I do agree to the get over there, you know, stay healthy and get back home. But for some reason, I think these athletes, they really want to prove, especially during these times, you know, just how talented they are. That that athletic mentality of competition of no matter the diversity or no matter, you know, what comes your way, of still proving you're a champion and showcasing your skills at the highest level. So I think that's a challenge that these guys are really taking on. I think that's the mindset that they are going after. I agree with you. I'm so skeptical. I'm praying for all the Olympians that will be over at Tokyo. You know, because things are just up in the air. I know that there was the first positive test actually in the village.
Yeah, in the village.
Came back. Yeah, so, you know, that's very scary. So, you know, I'll be praying for them overall. But I think they're not looking at it like that. I don't think they're looking at it like me and you.
I'm just saying, Sam, and I know you want to jump in here, but it's like basically what we're saying is we can come over there with our B team and beat y'all, you know, because we're not bringing all the top name stars. We're going to bring these guys, and we still should get the goal. But again, that's just my stance. I'm not mad if they don't. Like I said, get back here healthy. But we've already proven, and we continue to show, that the game is played at the highest level in the continental United States, and the rest of the world knows that too. So go ahead, Sam.
No, I agree.
Get that. Hold your flag up when you're talking to Sam.
I got I got to get one Hawks thing in with you. I got to get one Hawks thing in with you, Terrell. You know, no Hawks, and a lot of people this week were saying, why won't they put Trae Young on the team? Why won't they put Trae Young on the Olympic team? The Hawks got some other things happening. They are going to go to the Summer League, and some players are going to get to go and talk about the importance of that for some guys who didn't get as much court time during the regular season that could be good for this team down the road.
Yeah, I did hear the chatter as far as a lot of folks being upset that Trae Young wasn't an Olympian. I think that'll be great for him and the Hawks, though, give him an opportunity to heal and really have some time off before the season starts again. And as far as Summer League goes, I think a player that it'll really, really, really help will be Cam Reddish. You know, expectations have been so high for Cam since he's come here out of Duke. Injuries have kind of slowed down his performance on the court, but we did get to see some great ball from him in the offseason. In the postseason. And he's been speaking on how his off-season regimen will ramp up because he wants to be at his best when the season starts in October. He was one of the first gentlemen, him and Travis Link, to announce that, hey, no matter who plays in Summer League, I'm going to be out there. And I thought that to be odd at first, but then to just kind of hear how he's looking forward to really getting back in shape, because it's scary for opponents if they really sit back and think that Cam hadn't played any basketball for about 5 or 6 months, if I'm not mistaken, 4 or 5 months. He hadn't played any basketball, no practice, nothing more than 3-on-3 ball. And then he came out and had, you know, such phenomenal performance in the postseason. So it'd be great to see Cam out there. Of course, it'd be great to see Big O out there as he continues to develop. With John Collins' contract being up in the air, I think if, you know, the Hawks do decide to move on from John Collins, I think Big O will see a lot more minutes. So I think his play in the Summer League will be very key to how the Hawks move forward this next season. So, yeah, Summer League ball will be key, and we'll have a lot of big names out there, a lot of guys who will play big minutes for our Hawks in the regular season this upcoming year. So it should be great to see.
Again, Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we let you go, I can't remember. You have boys or girls as far as kids?
One of each, a boy and a girl.
Okay, the boy. How old's your son?
He's 4.
Okay, so maybe not remembering the other one. My point for asking is this, and I was thinking about this last night, Sam. I was watching The Nutty Professor. It popped on, and I've seen both of them. Most people have seen both of them. And I don't think Eddie gets credit for those characters and that acting job doing that. But you and I are old enough to remember the original with Jerry Lewis, okay? May not stay with us the same way, but we know that there was another one, and it was a popular movie, which is why Eddie Murphy did the remake. I'm asking you, Terrell, are you going to sit down with your kids and watch Space Jam with Michael before they get a chance to see Space Jam with LeBron? And how excited are you, if at all, wanting to see the new one?
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. So, actually, they've seen Space Jam several times. That's something that's a staple in my household. We have the DVD. If it's on TV, like, I sit and watch. I think they're kind of sick of watching it. My daughter, she's the older one. She's 10. She's been watching it since she was younger. So they were both ecstatic about watching Space Jam 2. We have HBO Max, and it's funny. I got HBO Max all the way back in December just for Judas and the Black Messiah and for Space Jam. Literally, for those two movies only. I got it for those two movies, so I've been kind of waiting for it to come out as well. We did watch it, and I enjoyed it. They were excited. So excited. I enjoyed it. My wife enjoyed it. So yeah, we've already sat down and watched it, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, a Steven Spielberg type, you know, experience, anything right. like that. Yeah. So I wasn't looking for LeBron to give me an Oscar performance. I think going in there with that mentality, I was impressed. I was impressed with his performance. You know, a little cheesiness here and there, but that kind of highlights and goes along with the Warner Brothers and Looney Tunes, you know, theme. So I enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it. So I would recommend families to go see it.
And watch how I bring this full circle, Sam. Today, July 17th, 1937, the world was introduced by Warner Brothers to Elmer Fudd. This is Elmer's birthday.
Happy birthday, Elmer.
Be very, very quiet. I'm trying to twap the wabbit. Trying to twap the wabbit. I'm hunting wabbit.
Oh, Terrell, man, you're getting a front row. Sam don't do many impressions. When he does, it's one of these. It is one of these. Anyway, man, listen, we appreciate it. And again, this is one of those finals that will be remembered for not having that X factor. But yet, you know, you still kind of want to see seven games come out of it. So best of three right now. We'll see what happens. You think it's going to go seven? You think it's going to be done in six?
Well, yeah, I picked Bucks in six to start off. It was looking a little shaky those first two games. So I'm hoping the Bucks find a way to win four straight so I can, you know, be correct in my predictions for this final. So I'm going to stick with Bucks in six.
All right, there you go. Ken's telling me I got to get on out of here. Listen, man, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon. And for the rest of you, Sam and I are going to come back in and put a bow on this show, talk about some of today's matchups. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg's special Saturday edition. We will be back in our usual spot tomorrow from 6 a.m. until 10. I was going to shout out to Ben Hill earlier, but you jumped on me, so I want to make sure I got that out. So shout out.
That's not a street. That's a section. That's a shout out. That's a section.
I know.
Town.
You keep bringing up streets. Hill. I ain't been talking about streets all morning. You brought up the street. I was just Ben Hills, an area of town,
no,
like mechanics.
You brought up North Druid Hills.
I said North Druid Hills area.
North Druid Hills is a street.
I said North Druid Hills area.
That's a street.
Area is not a street. I'd have said North Druid Hills street if I said the street. I'm talking area. That whole area. Oh, everybody knows what I'm talking about. You made it more difficult. You did. Then you brought Brookhaven in there. Brookhaven North gets their own shout out.
It's a street. Yeah.
Yeah. They get their own shout out. Anyway,
shout out to Brookhaven, home of Oglethorpe.
I want you to do your Walter Cronkite impression again, but we'll come. I mean your Elmer Fudd impression again. Jeez, Walter I just stepped Cronkite. On what I was going to say. Well, here's the thing.
Walter Cronkite, CBS.
I was going to bring that up, and his name was top of mind because of this. Now think about this for a second. Given where we are in this country in 2021 and the divisions that we have, and how we got here is not why I want to bring this up. It boggles the mind to think where we are now that there was once, not too long ago, there was a guy whose title, whose name invoked this phrase, the most trusted man in America. And it wasn't a dude sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It was this dude. on CBS nightly or Monday through Friday. Isn't that crazy? From that to where we
Which
are
one
right
are you talking
now.
About now?
I'm talking about Cronkite. I'm saying the fact that Walter Cronkite, that was his title, right?
That title was kind of handed down to some people, but I don't think any of them have lived up to what he did. And the time
that's
that
what I mean.
The air when certain things happen in this country, and the fact that, well, we get into the whole CBS News and how they had this tradition of guys who were like, they were all war correspondents.
Yeah, Edward R. Murrow.
All of them, the Harry Reid, not just that, but you go by Harry Reisner, Eric Severide, all those guys, right on down to, guys who were out there for Vietnam, like Dan Rather, who were out there in the war, and Ed Bradley, who actually got wounded covering Vietnam right. War. So I mean, that's the.
But who would you give that title to now? Who would you, if you had to guess?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, and it's the whole thing. You know what? And this past weekend, former President Carter and Rosalynn Carter, they celebrated their 75th anniversary.
Yeah.
And Ted Turner came to the party. And we don't see Ted Turner in public much these days. And I often wondered how he would feel about cable news. Not just CNN, which was his baby. He basically invented it. Yeah. But I would love to get his take on how he feels just about cable news.
Just how everything's splintered up.
It wasn't even happening before him. Yeah, right. It wasn't even happening before him.
But see, what he did was, he might be, I don't think he would like it, because what he did in creating that business model, people went and took and said, well, listen, this business model goes down all lanes, and we have to kind of share the pot with everybody. If we go down this lane, then we get to keep everything. And so that's when things started splitting up, and we grabbed this group of people, and they're in mass, and we'll do pretty good. And then the other ones went down another road. So I don't know that he would. I think the fact that, as opposed to my father, who waits for the newspaper and the 6 o'clock news to get his information, getting it when it happens real time is something that he wanted. But, the fallout from it, there's always an equal and opposite reaction to things, right?
Yeah. And people who will tell you, when Turner developed things, he just wanted to put a teletype machine in front of a camera. It wasn't even about people and anchors and reporters. Just wanted for people who don't know what a teletype machine was, it's just this thing that just constantly cranked out news print articles and stories about news, just the news headlines. He just wanted to have that going in front of a camera and figure out people could turn on the TV and read it. Other folks developed it into this thing that it became.
Right.
He just wanted to feel like 24-hour information stream for people, basically. But,
Anyway, we lost.
But his bank account turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. And so does Miss Fonda. let's see. We lost Cronkite. And on this date.
Oh, yeah.
And 2009. So that's the reason I brought it up. Anyway, as we get ready for a day of sports here, and we've been talking about the Braves, they go at it tonight. 7:20 against the Rays, trying to get a win tonight. They lost last night 7-6 in a heartbreaking fashion. You came on the air with your bottom lip poked out, Sam, about the way the Braves lost that game last night.
7-6 and our homeboy Austin Meadows, who grew up here in the area, went to Grayson High School, comes out there and delivers the game winning hit. I'm sure he had a walk off, well, not a walk off, but a go ahead run for the Rays. And I'm sure he had a lot of family and a lot of schoolmates and old teammates that came out to see him play. And, we're cheering for him. But, man, don't do that when you come home against your hometown team. Go beat them other folks. Watching the Open that's going on right now, and DeChambeau started the day at plus one and finished the day at plus three.
Okay.
As they continue to play there. Louis Oosthuizen, as you said earlier, Oosthuizen is your leader, but we got a lot of the people nipping at his heels, and we watched that leaderboard. Today is moving day. We could see Kepka move, could see Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson's there as well. So we watch and see what happens today.
And throughout the day today, we've been asking Mr. Crenshaw questions about the British Open and testing his memory and see how knowledgeable he is about this one major event that's taking place. So before we get on out of here, Mr. Crenshaw again, who is the only player to shoot 63 in the final round and win the British Open? I'll give you three to choose from: Johnny Miller, Henrik Stenson or Phil Mickelson? Again, who's the only player to shoot 63 in the final round of the British Open?
Man, I'm not even sure, but I'll go Stenson. Yeah.
When Mr. Phil Mickelson was the
really?
Winner. Yes.
Mickelson did that?
Yes, he did.
He caught the jet home yesterday at plus 12.
We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 to 10. I want to thank Ken Roundtree for this morning. Ken will be with us tomorrow, so you know you're going to have a great soundtrack. Go out and have yourself a wonderful day, Mr. Crenshaw. Got big plans today?
Not really. Probably got some yard work. I'm going to do some things like that. And, you know, get ready for game 5 tonight.
Yeah.
And also want to watch Atlanta United. That's coming up at 5 o'clock, too. Let's see what happens then, how the crowd reacts to what's going on with Joseph Martinez and Coach Gabriel Hanse. That's going to be interesting to see.
I got some cleaning in my future, too. You guys have yourself a big day. Appreciate you putting up with us. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.